Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift between now and the end of the year, we'll send you a CD of an Advent and Christmas sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. And for any size year-end gift, we'll send you a CD of Todd's Advent and Christmas sermons.
Time to play Soundbite of the Week. Every Friday afternoon, we end our program, we end our broadcast week, playing Soundbite of the Week. It's a way of kind of summing up what we've done so far this week on Issues Etc. and inviting you to have a say in what you think stands out the most, for whatever reason you think it stands out for. Soundbite of the Week are four soundbites that we play for you, and then after you've listened to the four soundbites, you give us a call right here in the studio, and you vote which one you think should be the soundbite of the week. Your reasons are your own. You can vote for them because you enjoy it, because you find it humorous, because you find it insightful, because you disagree or you find it remarkable in some other way. Your reasons are your own. All we ask that you do is you listen and then you vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our email address here in the studio on this Friday afternoon, live December the 18th, talkback at issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter us with your vote at issuesetc. Remember to tell us where you're listening, your name, and why you're voting for the soundbite you vote for. The best vote today will get the LPR bundle package. We have the new I Have Issues t-shirts, brand new in the studio today. That's part of the LPR bundle package. An I Have Issues travel mug, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. That's the LPR bundle package, and the best vote today gets that bundle package. 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number one comes from Pastor Matthew Ruch on Does God Just Love You Anyway?
Today in our world, I kind of picture things as the opposite of the days of the Reformers, where back then people were terrified of God and terrified of His judgment and terrified of His wrath, where today it's almost as though God loves you, God forgives you. It's almost as though He doesn't require payment for your sins. He just kind of forgets about them. Well, God loves you anyway. Well, no, God requires a payment for your sins, and He looks on you in favor and love because His anger has been appeased, the wrath has been poured out on His Son, on this Christ, on God and man in one person, in the Christ. He is righteous, He is just, He has exercised the punishment for sin, and I think that's really important to recapture today in the church, where we need a Christ who reconciles the Father to us, because yes, He is loving, He is kind, He is gracious, but He is also just and a jealous God, visiting the punishment of sins onto generations of those who hate Him. He is a God who requires a payment in blood, and His Son is that payment.
That's soundbite number one, 1-877-623-6943. If you'd like an LPR bundle package, be the best vote, 1-877-623-MYIE. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse, talking about online gay marriage.
It's astonishing what kind of a breathtaking innovation they're proposing. And they just have this la-di-da kind of attitude. Oh, well, point and click, and now you're married. It's a transparent attempt to smuggle same-sex marriage into jurisdictions that have prohibited it. What you've got here is something that's completely illogical and unprecedented that same-sex marriage advocates feel themselves entitled to do simply because they're so sure they're right about the substance of the issue. And so they're willing to overturn not just the law of marriage, but all kinds of other traditions, rules, customs, legal practices in order to get what they think is the right thing to do. They have not succeeded in convincing anyone. Not a single U.S. jurisdiction have they succeeded in convincing the voters to enact same-sex marriage. And now this is what they want to do. It's unbelievable. unbelievable, the hubris of these people.
That's soundbite number 2-1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Soundbite number 3 this week comes from Craig Parton, answering the question, do you find God out there in nature?
Luther said, you find God at the cradle and at the cross, and then find him in every flower. In other words, start in special revelation where God is condescended to be found, which is in the work of his Son and his incarnation, crucifixion and resurrection for our justification. Find God there first, and then let that be the foundation to find him in every flower, to find him in every endeavor, to find him in nature, not to try to reverse that kind of order. And, you know, when this guy mentions that he heard the voice of God, I'm reminded of the legal scholar Eugene Hussey, earlier part of this of last century. He heard a word from God when he was on his way to Moscow for an atheistic law conference. He said Christ appeared to him and told him to repent. He got off the train at the next Orthodox church, repented, was baptized, and is a believing Christian to this day. Now, that's a guy that I say God talked to. This other Yahoo who's going to go out in his canoe and God's going to whisper to him through the means of his L.L. Bean backpacks, I think has got it completely reversed.
All right, that's soundbite number 3. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Email your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. Get ready to vote, because here comes soundbite number 4. It comes from Dr. Stephen Hine. We were talking about repentance, and the question came up, the more Christians mature, should they be sinning less and less?
That is completely opposite to the experience of the Apostle Paul, who I usually see as farther up the road in his Christian walk than me. And Romans 7 is always that place I can look into the experience of one's Christian's life who is more mature than I am. If I can read Romans 7, the good that I would, I don't, the very thing that I wouldn't want to do, that I find myself doing. In other words, that as we grow in faith, it is not that our sins appear to be smaller or less important. Rather, as we grow in faith, we see them more clearly, we see them more deeply, and we become more alarmed about them. That is very much the shape of what a maturing faith looks like.
Your votes for Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, December the 18th. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our phone number, call and vote, 1-877-623-MYIE. Stay tuned. Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and click On Demand Audio. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand Audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org. And click On Demand Audio.
LCMS Inc. canceled this. You're listening to Issues Etc.
I attended Sunday services in a beautiful Singapore Lutheran congregation. One local man approached me and asked with a pronounced Southeast Asian accent, "You live in St. Louis? You know Todd Wilkin?"
Pastor Matt Harrison reading from his new audiobook, Christ Have Mercy, How to Put Your Faith in Action.
Who? You mean Todd Wilkin? It turned out this man, half a world away, was a regular listener via the internet, and he's hardly alone. It really is a whole new day. We are witnessing the greatest free flow of faithfully Lutheran information in the history of the Lutheran Church. It is the worldwide moment for confessional Lutheranism. It is Missouri's moment.
You can download Christ Have Mercy by Pastor Matt Harrison at cph.org. It costs only $10.99 to download. This new audiobook is a must-listen for Issues Etc. fans. Christ Have Mercy by Pastor Matt Harrison, cph.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Time to vote for Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. You can send your votes to us via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter us with your vote, @issuesetc. The soundbites this week, soundbite number one, Pastor Matthew Ruch on Does God Just Love You Anyway? Soundbite number two, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse on online gay marriage, at least what's being proposed, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. There's soundbite number three, Craig Parton on Do You Find God in Nature, 1-877-623-MYIE, or soundbite number four, Dr. Stephen Hine on Do Mature Christians Sin Less and Less, 1-877-623-6943, talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Listener with the best reason for their vote as we play Soundbite of the Week will get the LPR bundle package, the new I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, the Issues Etc. pin, and the Issues Etc. bumper sticker. Kevin in Ohio emails us. He says, I vote for Soundbite number one since it urges us to continue to speak of a God of wrath as well as a God of love. In our slide into Christless, crossless Christianity, there is no place or understanding of a God of wrath and therefore no need for a Savior. Sermons can then move away from the cross and move to self-help. We need a God of love because He is also the God of wrath. Thank you very much, Kevin, and thanks for listening in Ohio. Thanks for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. Here's Scott listening in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Todd. Soundbite one for me. This is about the postmodern MO rearing its ugly head saying, if God exists, he wouldn't be angry at us. If Jesus died, it wasn't our fault. He must have died to show us something, but what that is, we can't know for certain. Hey, here's this church saying God's okay with us because he's okay with Jesus. Well, we don't think the whole thing's real anyway, so why bother? Oh, I know why. The Bible's a great book for mining quotes about the best way to live on earth. We're not sure heaven exists. If it does, we're all going. But if it doesn't, we'll live it up because there's no hell either. The best place to start with these people is, did Jesus rise from the dead or not? Then look at the massive amount of historical evidence saying that he did. Then present the law and gospel as true, not helpful, because God loves you anyway, won't save anyone.
Scott, thank you very much. Folks, that's how you play Soundbite of the Week, by the way. That's how you play. 1-877-623-6943. I want to hear from all of you. 1-877-623-MYIE. Don in Kansas says, I vote for soundbite number three. God comes to us in Jesus Christ by the means of grace. He says, then we can appreciate his creation and enjoy all that he has given us. Don, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Kansas. Matt listens in Fort Wayne, Indiana, where he votes for soundbite number one. Pastor Ruch hit the nail on the head in diagnosing the general condition of religious thought in America. The idea of a God who is wrathful against sin is foreign to many, and yet the troubled conscience cannot rid itself of guilt and the wrath of God. As a sinner, with a soiled conscience, I derive no comfort from a God who just forgets about my sin. To speak in human terms, what if God has a bad day and suddenly holds my sins against me? And when there is a payment for my sin, the wrath of God that fully fell upon Jesus Christ on the cross, then I have true and lasting comfort. For now I know that God has no more anger against my sin. There is no chance of hell for me because I am baptized into Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Smartest listeners in radio, there's no doubt about it. Matt, thank you very much for listening in Fort Wayne. Michael in West Valley, Utah, way out west. I must vote for soundbite number four. Becoming alarmed about my own sin is one of the most important events any human should experience. All other bites all sound like they're surprised at the attitudes and actions of others. Don't be. Michael, thanks for listening in Utah. What about the rest of you? Still plenty of time for your votes. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can vote by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us @issuesetc. Ann is listening in St. Louis. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Todd. I think all your interviewees brought just such great clarity to their subjects, and as sheep gone astray, we often need that. But I think Jennifer Roback Morris also brought outrage to an outrageous subject, so I'm voting for her.
Well, thank you very much. That would be soundbite number 2, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris commenting on online gay marriage. Mike in Los Alamos, New Mexico, says, I vote for the Craig Parton soundbite. That would be soundbite number 3. It's just too bad that although God can be found at the cradle and the cross and in every flower, nobody seeks him, Romans 3:11. Thankfully, our dear Savior draws us to him instead. Well put, Mike. Thanks for listening in New Mexico. John in Boston says, I'm voting for soundbite number 4 regarding repentance. I would have voted for 3 because I have come from the so-called apostolic prophetic movement, which had a very high degree of pantheistic nature-oriented spirituality. But again, because of where I'm coming from, the understanding of repentance in the context of law and gospel rightly understood has been so liberating, I can hardly have words. Thank you very much. Thanks for all you do, says John in Boston. This one comes from Paul in San Mateo, California. We're all over the map this Friday afternoon. He says, I'd like to vote for soundbite number 1. For decades, mainline denominations have talked about only God's love and have denied his wrath and holiness. Too many evangelical congregations do the same thing in practice. Concept of a God who forgives just because is the most pernicious idol of our era. Well put. It has no basis in reason or revelation, and the general public needs to have their assumptions about the nature of God God identified and challenged. We need to tear down this idol by preaching the law and the gospel. Paul, thanks for listening in California. All right, it's your chance to win a bundle package, an LPR bundle package, and there's still time for your votes as we play Soundbite of the Week. And I Have Issues t-shirt. They're brand new with the new logo for a change. And I Issues Etc. travel mug, and Issues Etc. pen, and Issues Etc. bumper sticker. Just by voting for Soundbite of the Week, best vote gets the LPR bundle package. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us @issuesetc. The Lutheran Study Bible is a resource we continue to tell you about because the Lutheran Study Bible is a resource that once you have it in your hands, you will continue to use, hopefully on a daily basis, for the rest of your life. It's that kind of a resource. The kind of book you put on your shelf and don't open again doesn't do you a lot of good. The kind of book that you carry with you and use every day, that's the Lutheran Study Bible. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org. It's on the homepage, or you can call Concordia Publishing House and order the Lutheran Study Bible. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. It's the new Lutheran Study Bible. Sean doesn't say where he's emailing from, but he votes for soundbite number 1. He says, unless you have a real God of wrath, the biblical concepts of long-suffering, mercy, and grace are robbed of their meaning. I think you're quite right. Well, the winner this Friday is soundbite number 1, Pastor Matthew Ruch on Does God Just Love You Anyway?
Today in our world, I kind of picture things as the opposite of the days of the Reformers, where back then people were terrified of God and terrified of his judgment and terrified of his wrath, where today it's almost as though God loves you, God forgives you. It's almost as though he doesn't require payment for your sins. He just kind of forgets about them. Well, God loves you anyway. Well, no, God requires a payment for your sins, and he looks on you in favor and love because his anger has been appeased. The wrath has been poured out on his son, on this Christ, on God and man in one person, in the Christ. He is righteous. He is just. He has exercised the punishment for sin. And I think that's really important to recapture today in the church, where we need a Christ who reconciles the Father to us because, yes, he is loving, he is kind, he is gracious, but he is also just and a jealous God, visiting the punishment of sins onto generations of those who hate him. He is a God who requires a payment in blood, and his son is that payment.
That's soundbite number one, the winner this Friday on Soundbite of the Week, Pastor Matthew Ruch on Does God Just Love You Anyway? Thanks to everybody who voted, everybody who listened and played Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. Let's see, Matt, and we had a vote that couldn't get in. We're sorry. Time just runs out. Matt in Fort Wayne, Indiana, emailed the vote earlier, and he gets the LPR bundle package. So, Matt, all you have to do is email us back, talkback@issuesetc.org, and send us your shirt size, your mailing address, and we'll take care of it. We'll get that new I Have Issues t-shirt and the rest of the bundle pack out to you right away. Thanks to everybody who played Soundbite of the Week. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to explore a common theme in Scripture. It's from the very beginning, God said, let there be light. To the very end, a light does not end. A city that is lit by the very Son of God, the Lamb of God. Light is the theme in Scripture we'll take up Monday on Issues Etc. Dr. Peter Scare will be our guest. Then Tuesday, our last live day before a little Christmas vacation here on Issues Etc., I want your answer to this question. It'll be open lines on Tuesday next week. What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Christmas carol, Christmas song, Christmas hymn. That's all you have to do is call us and let us know. It's open lines Tuesday on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.